When did you go to the Arthur Stanley?
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it was in 1960. I must admit I'm a bit vague about this. Time goes by, but I think it was in 1960. And I was there for just about the 2 years. I worked for Dr. Oswald Savage, who was a great man, Oswald Savage, a very good physician. And I worked for Tony Boyle, who was also very good, but you didn't see a great deal of Tony Boyle. I think he'd recently remarried. His first wife had died. He'd recently remarried and bought a house down near the coast. And I think he was very interested in his new house and his new wife. So he wasn't there quite as often as perhaps was desirable. But Oswald Savage was very good. He used to teach a great deal. And I owe a great deal to Oswald. Very nice man. And there was a third person I worked for, certain Kenneth Stone. Very quiet little man. A very, very good example to a junior doctor in the care he took for people and the way he put himself out in caring for people. He retired while I was there, and I was very sorry that he retired. I wrote him a thank you letter, and I've still got the reply he sent to me, which I treasure. One of the nicest and gentlest bits of fatherly wisdom that I've ever come across. A lovely man. When I finished at the Arthur Stanley Institute, I went to the Rheumatism Research Centre at Stoke Mandeville, under Alan Hill. And Alan Hill, too, I would regard as being a great man. Very gentle, very hard-working, very caring, a very good teacher. His juniors used to always to end up with superlative jobs all over the place. One ended up as professor of medicine at Leeds. One ended up as professor of medicine in the Lebanon. One ended up at Manchester in the teaching hospital there. One ended up at Sheffield in the teaching hospital.